we're going to lose what it means to be a human being. We're going to lose our spirit. We're going to lose our soul. I don't want to live in that kind of world. I'm more amazed at an incredible work of art that I can't even imagine how it was created by some fantastic individual than I am by anything that technology has created, to be honest with you. What do I think about AI and how will it impact creative work? Well, let me confess something to you all. I am not a fan of AI. I know I'm going to get a lot of criticism for it. I know people are going to say, Robert, you're a typical boomer, even though I'm not really a boomer. I'm kind of on the cusp of it. Or, you know, you're just an old blah, 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 or whatever. You just don't get it. I come from a different perspective on these things. Basically, these large language models, you just feed all those reams of information for them. It's basically just using what other people have created. And I can see the benefit sometimes when I read about how this will lead to some incredible discoveries in health, in the sciences, in medicine. I'm not going to poo-poo that. That would be great because the computing power is so immense that problems that have bedeviled us for centuries will be solved in a matter of days or weeks. That's very interesting to me, and I don't deny that. But damn it, you have to look at it from the other side. We are human beings. We are not machines. We are not algorithms. Our minds don't work like that. And we evolved 50, 100,000 years ago as these creatures, these animals that are wired a particular way. We have very powerful emotions that govern who we are. We want things. We're locked in the moment, just like any animal is. We can't see. Even though we're aware of the future, we just simply respond to things that are immediately before us. We have this kind of emotional immaturity that we have carried throughout the centuries. And here we arrive at 2025, and we have these immensely powerful tools, beginning with the internet and now, you know, culminating in AI. I'm sure there's going to be something else in the future, the singularity or whatever you want to call it, coming up ahead. We have these immensely powerful instruments, yet we remain these apes with very adaptive flaws in our chemistry and how our brains are wired. We are not built to handle these immensely powerful things that we have created. We don't see the consequences. We are not emotionally mature. So just as there will be these amazing inventions that we cannot foresee, like in science fiction, that will solve all the problems. They'll solve climate change and global warming and cancer and etc. There will be all of these horrifying consequences that people who are truly evil, who truly don't care about others, who are truly out for their own interests, criminals, criminal-minded people, are going to find AI to be the most brilliant tool to control and manipulate the masses of people who are, we are essentially weak and we're very easily manipulated. So on the good side, wow, all these amazing things. People don't understand the incredible negative power and consequences that could come from tools like this falling into the hands of people who don't have the best interests and heart of humanity. It could end up being the destruction of the world, given, you know, wow, I could build a nuclear bomb in 5 days and I'm part of this little tiny cult. I'm just going to blow up the world. These things are very, very possible. But the other aspect of it that really, really annoys me is that creativity is not a matter of algorithms. So people will show me these like paintings and these images that were done from AI. Look how funny and weird they go. I look at them and they've got no soul behind them. They're clearly like manipulation of cut and pasted of images that aren't like anything in the real world. There's no human spirit behind it. It's clearly something from a machine. I read poetry that people have written, or this is how Robert Greene would write the 48 Laws of Power. It mimics my language, but there's no soul behind it. There's no spirit behind it. It's empty. It feels empty. It reads empty. It looks empty. We are losing our humanity. We're losing our sense of what it means to be a human being, to make things with our hands, to touch things, to create things. To be creative, you have to go through a process. You have to try this, that, and the other, A, B, and C, decide that A and B don't work, C, you try C, it doesn't work, you, on and on and on. You go through this process, the process that I tried to enumerate in Mastery in Chapter 5 on the creative process itself. It requires patience, it requires skills, it requires learning something very deeply so that you have a feel for it, right? And then you've internalized it. Play the piano so many times that it's at your fingertips, right? It's inside of you. It's a beautiful, beautiful process to master some kind of skill and to be truly, truly creative. It's not a matter of just information being fed into a machine and then spit out. It's not a matter of large language models of swallowing all of these images and swallowing all of these books that have written. That's not being creative. That's a machine. It's not a good tool for being creative. And if people start relying on it to write their books, to make their movies, to write their music, which is happening, we're going to lose what it means to be a human being. We're going to lose our spirit. We're going to lose our soul. I don't want to live in that kind of world. I'm more amazed at an incredible work of art that I can't even imagine how it was created by some fantastic individual than I am by anything that technology has created, to be honest with you, because that is what excites me. Is the human powers behind things. You can call me a fossil, which I probably am, but I think a point will be reached in 50, 60 years where people might start realizing some of this and might have a nostalgia for going back to a time in history when it wasn't this incredible infatuation with technology that we have right now, and that the infatuation should be with the human mind and the human brain. Because as I've said many times on podcasts ad nauseum, the human brain is by far the most amazing organ instrument ever created in the history of the universe. Its complexity is unbelievable. The amount of connections that we can have in our brain are astronomical. That's what we should be so enamored with. That's what we should be emphasizing in our schools and for children, etc. If AI could be a tool, just a tool that we can use to help us become more creative, I can maybe see the virtue in that. But what will end up happening is it will end up taking us over. They'll end up using us instead of us using them, which is what has happened with the internet. So I'm going to end my rant on that point.